This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Firestorm.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The world is keeping an eye on the Middle East this morning as deadly violence continues there in the Gaza Strip. Today's Israeli airstrikes targeted Hamas strongholds. A general strike has shut down banks and businesses there, but not all business in Gaza has come to a standstill. Daniel Estrin has this report.
Over the weekend, Israeli warplanes bombed 40 underground tunnels on the border between Egypt and Gaza. Israel says those tunnels are used to smuggle in weapons, missiles, and even foreign fighters. But the tunnel industry has also dominated Gaza commerce. Israel's sanctions on Gaza restrict certain consumer goods, so smugglers squeeze through everything from refrigerators to Viagra. There are about 800 tunnels altogether. And Omer Sha'aban, a Gaza-based economist, says some smugglers are making good money off of the crisis.
The people who are managing or owning these tunnels will use this opportunity to raise prices, and they'll profit from it, because working the tunnels during an Israeli military operation becomes more risky.
Sha'aban says there are rumors floating around the Gaza Strip that some rockets launched into Israel have been paid for by tunnel operators because crisis drums up their business. From Jerusalem, I'm Daniel Estrin for Marketplace.
Of course, the deadly back and forth is having an effect on the price of oil. It jumped more than $2 a barrel in trading today. There are fears about the risks to suppliers in the region. Energy stocks helped overseas markets stay in the green. Asian markets were up for the most part, Hong Kong by 1%, Japan only very slightly. The Dow rose 0.5% on Friday. Light trading expected this week, this typically slow week between Christmas and New Year's. European markets are trading mostly up 1-3%. There are some who believe the U.S. dollar could lose its currency crown. That's the view of most Europeans, according to a new poll out today. From London, here's Stephen Beard.
A large majority of continental Europeans agreed the euro will be the world's number one currency before the year 2014. In Spain, an overwhelming 70% took that view. And the Financial Times Harris poll showed that nearly half of the Americans surveyed felt the dollar's reign is drawing to a close. Ralph Atkins is the Financial Times correspondent in Frankfurt. He says the poll reflects the recent decline in the reputation of the U.S. currency.
I think particularly in the last few months of financial market crisis, the dollar has been seen as prone to weakness, whereas the euro has actually strengthened.
But he points out the euro is still a long way behind the dollar. Well over 60% of the world's central bank reserves are still held in the greenback. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
No word yet on how the economic fallout has affected Christmas tree farms. Some farmers have reported gains. Others say sales are slightly down. Some growers in the South are already looking ahead to next year by planting now. It's designed to take advantage of the South's balmier winters and spring rains. This holiday season has been dismal for retailers, and the Wall Street Journal reports online buying has taken a hit as well. Web retailers saw holiday season declines of about 2%, but big-name sites such as Walmart and Amazon.com saw more people clicking in to gobble up bargains. Amazon says it saw its biggest holiday sales period ever. And the greeting card website AmericanGreetings.com saw a big spike this year as well. It offers visitors free e-cards to send to family and friends.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at Medtronic.com.
President-elect Barack Obama has promised to make alternative energy a priority. He's pledging to invest billions of dollars into non-polluting technologies and infrastructure. He says that could create more than 2 million jobs. Joining me now is Sam Eaton from Marketplace's Sustainability Desk. Sam, there's a lot riding on this for Mr. Obama. What's the overall theme of his plan?
What it really boils down to, and this is what how Obama is framing this, is short-term versus long-term thinking. And this is why you see Obama talking about this new energy economy from a jobs perspective. You can actually invest in this on a federal level, stimulate jobs, and prepare for a time when oil prices may go back up again. One other thing is you have to remember that cheap oil is also really bad for a lot of the players in the oil industry as well. We have all of these domestic reserves of oil that are a lot more costly than, say, drilling in Saudi Arabia. So if we don't do anything now, we may end up with more dependence on these foreign sources of oil just because drilling domestically would be much more expensive.
So, Sam, we've got this double whammy going on right now. Not only are oil prices low, but we've got this credit crunch that's affecting how much money is out there to invest.
Yeah, and invest in renewable energy projects. T. Boone Pickens' plan has suffered major setbacks as he's lost incredible amounts of money through his investment firm and is drastically scaling back what was supposed to be the largest wind farm in the world, in Texas. So what we could see is an interesting development where you have a change in the players here from the T. Boone Pickens to potentially oil companies and utilities building these large renewable energy arrays. The key here is the renewable energy tax credit that was recently passed in Congress. And unfortunately, to take advantage of that, you actually have to have profits that you can write down through this tax credit. Oil companies are still profitable. Utilities are still profitable. So they could actually make some gains from getting into that action.
And it sounds like they're underscoring, obviously, the cost competitiveness of these renewable energy sources. How important is that, and how do you make that happen?
It's incredibly important and tough right now when natural gas prices have dropped considerably. They aren't cost competitive right now. But this is really a policy question, Steve. You actually compare the actual environmental costs of burning and using fossil fuels versus, you know, getting your energy from the sun and renewable sources. A lot of people would say that would level the playing field and you would suddenly make these renewable energy sources much more cost competitive, even today.
Marketplace's Sam Eaton joining us. Sam, thanks.
Thanks.
And you can check out more at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.